This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1756, How to Convince Someone to Stick with a Movie in English.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. You just got to get through the first three episodes. What can you say when you love a movie or a TV show, but it's a slow starter? Get the English vocabulary to get your friend on board with your favorite show today.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Michelle, how's it going?
Hey, Lindsay. Good. How are you?
I am doing great. Are we talking about TV shows and movies? I've been watching a lot of movies lately, so.
Yeah, have you really?
Yes, kind of.
Anything
I saw
good?
The Spider-Man movie in theaters. That was good, actually. Oh. I liked it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool. That's awesome. I need to watch movies. I'm still like just stuck on an endless loop of Seinfeld.
Endless loop of Seinfeld. Oh no. Well, I told you a few weeks ago, or at one point I told you that I watched Sleep Is in Seattle too. That's a good one. There's some old rom-coms that you can go back to.
Oh yeah, for sure. Lindsay, have you ever watched a show or movie and you didn't like it? And then you tell someone you didn't like it, and then they tell you you need to
watch it again
in order to like.
Oh my gosh, that's so annoying, because if you watch it once, you're really not going to watch it again to try to find the gem, the hidden gem, right? It's just not going to happen.
Right.
Yeah, but people have said that to me. It's a little condescending sometimes because it makes it seem like they think I missed something or.
It's not always necessarily like if you didn't like it, maybe you never watched it, but someone's like, oh, you have to see this. And you're like, oh, okay, maybe I'll try it. And then they're like, but you have to watch, like if it's a TV show, like, but you have to get through like the first 7 episodes until it gets good. And you're like, well, that sounds like a giant waste of time.
Yeah. Anytime we use the word get through, it means that the person is kind of indicating a sense of work a little bit.
Yes,
right?
It does. Then you feel like you have to work at it.
Yeah, which I don't like that. That doesn't work. I mean, especially these days, you really got to impress people from the start, you know, with these new Netflix series and things. You got to hook people right away.
Yeah, that's going to get people to want to watch. And so if somebody doesn't say that, then I'm like, okay, you know, hopefully it'll be good right away. I mean, also it can be with books too. Like, oh, you have to get through the first. That's the worst.
Especially that. which is worse, you think? Books, slow starting books or slow starting TV series?
I think books. What do you think?
Yeah, because it's more work.
Yeah.
Keep turning the pages.
Yeah. Recently I watched a movie and my brother told me that I have to watch it twice. And I don't know. So today, guys, this is a pretty common situation, guys. When I brought this up to Lindsay, she knew exactly what I was talking about right away. So I think this is like a part of the human experience, especially lately, because there's so much content out there.
There's so much content. And it's not all great. Well, some of it is, you know, slow starting, but does get better in the end.
Although,
like I said, I don't know that producers can get away with that so much anymore. But yeah, so what could you say, right? Today, we're going to talk about what you could say to someone else or what people do say in this scenario, right, Michelle?
Well, I mean, part of it is like, I find it annoying and like, it's, I don't I mean, well, not annoying when people say that, but it's just kind of like, okay, like, you know, it doesn't really compel me to watch the thing. However, like we've talked about on this show, not everything we teach has to be like somebody else might say, oh, they don't have a problem with that. And it's kind of a good warning, or, you know, good to know these things so that you don't watch the first episode and then say, I don't like this, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It's good to warn people. But in general, it doesn't put the thing on the top of my to-do list when someone Same. Says that, you know?
Right. Right. But other people may appreciate it. So we do want to teach you what you can say because okay. I'm not every person.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. You're not everyone.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And it's useful. And people do talk about this, do say it. It's very common. So I'm not going to shy. You know what? This sounds funny to compare it to this, but it's just what it made me think of. Like when I was like teaching my son, like exposing him to different foods mm-hmm. and, you know, I would read like, don't only give him the foods that you like. So I hate olives. So
you do. That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, actually now it's funny. I don't know that I've ever given him an olive, but I should
uh-huh.
because it's like, oh, just because I don't like it doesn't mean he wouldn't like it, you know? So
yeah, that's
you
know, true.
We like to give you everything to talk about. And this is very common. So what yeah. is something you could say to someone in that situation?
Okay. So what you could say is you need to watch it. What does that mean? X to like it.
An amount of times.
Okay. You need to watch it for, you know, at least a few hours to like it. Like you need to watch, I don't know, watch it for the first 30 minutes, let's say, right. to like
or,
it.
Yeah. Or you need to watch it twice to like it, or you need to watch it again to like it, or okay. you need to watch it for the first season or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like this would be more common with niche genres like sci-fi or like The Matrix or something. I don't know. Movies that are just a little like not obviously entertaining. They're just deeper, you know?
Have you seen The Matrix or the new
yeah,
one?
Yeah. I mean, a long time. No, not the new one. I saw the original a long time ago.
So. Yeah. So it was like, not maybe it might have been New Year's Eve. This shows you how cool I am. You're and very cool. I've never seen The Matrix. And I always wanted to. And then the new one came out and Dan like was so excited to watch it. And he's like, I just felt bad. So I was like, all right, I'll start watching the new one. And I was like, I can't like, and it might be wonderful if you've seen it already, but
Yeah, sometimes you just got to give up on things and don't take the advice of these people.
right. I mean, but maybe it is. Maybe it was really good, but I couldn't. So another thing you could say is you just need to get through what like we talked about. Get through.
First
something like the first three episodes, the first season, the first 15 minutes, whatever it is.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. A bonus for our listeners, a takeaway today, guys, how different the phrases get through and go through are in terms of connotation in English.
Yeah, go through. It's more like, you know, review. Review. Right. Exactly. Like
it has no negative or positive.
Yeah. But get through implies sort of a sense of effort or work.
Effort, pushing a hill up a rock up a mountain or something. Yeah. Yes. So that's really key. And, you know, these little clues, guys, you can understand if you don't know every word they're saying. If you know these clues, you can infer what people are trying to say. OK.
Yeah. True. True. What's another thing?
OK. Stick with it for the first 30 minutes and you'll like it, right? Stick with it for the first half and you'll like it. Stick with it. Another example of something that's hard.
Yeah. Exactly. And then another one people say is, I promise it gets good at, or I promise it gets good on, in whatever preposition you need. But like, I promise it gets good in the middle. I promise it gets good in the third episode. Like sometimes there are shows that are kind of dry and then there's some huge twist and you're like, oh, okay. And now I'm in it, right? It does happen. It's not that it doesn't happen. And it happens for me too as a viewer. It's just a funny thing. Like when I hear this all the time, and that's why I wanted to do this episode.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. So there are those shows and series that are just slow to ramp up. You know, they got to get you in. You got to pay attention. Probably those could make for the better ones in some ways. And then there are the shows that are obviously entertaining, like the rom-coms that are immediately fun to watch, glitzy, glammy kind of thing, right?
Right. Exactly. So, I mean, Lindsay, can you think of any shows? I mean, it's probably hard to think of off the top of your head that you've stuck with, that you've really ended up liking them.
Hey, scientists. How critical is pure water to you? In this new podcast, Lab Water Stories Unfiltered, we at Millipore Sigma look closer at this often overlooked lab essential. Tune in as experts drop tips and insights not found in textbooks, taken from their work with Millikue Lab Water Solutions. Lab Water Stories Unfiltered. Find it wherever you get your podcasts. Millipore Sigma is the U.S. and Canada life science business of Merck KGaA Darmstadt, Germany.
It's hard. So I guess I, you know, the show, The Rookie, it's a police show, police
heard like, of it. Crime yeah. show.
Yeah. It's like the cops in LA. It's like, it's the story of them together. I guess in the beginning I was like, oh, this is just another police show. And it kind of is just another police show. But like now that I'm used to it, I kind of like it, you know? So it's like, it's also not always about the quality of the show. It's about, you're just used to it and you like the characters now, and you know the characters, you know?
Yeah, you get a familiarity and you like get to learn everyone's like personalities and
Yeah, that's, so that there's that too. you get invested in the characters and their journeys and that kind of thing. Yeah, that's a good one too. Well, what about you, Michelle? Anything specific?
Yeah, I can't, of course I'll always like write these questions and then it's like, I should reflect on them before I ask you. And then I ask you and then I'm like, I got nothing.
You got nothing.
I'll have to think about it. But, yeah, I don't know. You know what? It could also happen with a song sometimes. Like sometimes people say, oh, you need to listen to it a few more times. Like, to, you know, and that can happen. Yeah. Then you get used to the song and whatever.
That can happen. And again, you have that sense of familiarity. But with the Sex and the City reboot, I mean, that one, I think there were elements of that that tell me I don't need to go beyond episode one. The elements that are going to permeate throughout the entire show and that are going to annoy me every time.
Right. Right. Yeah,
like exactly. we talked in another episode about talking about the gray hair.
Yeah.
It's just annoying and you don't need to talk about that. And that's going to happen in every episode, probably.
Yeah. Well, I mean, one thing is like when you really like a show or a movie, it's hard to hear someone else doesn't like it. And so I think it like have this need to try and convince them. So we'll say, oh, but you have to watch it again. Or like, oh, well, just keep going with it. You'll like it if you watch it for another four episodes or something.
True. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I don't know. It's we have that need. Okay, let's talk about on the other side. I mean, what can you say? Like if you're in the position of the person who's being told to try it again. I mean,
yeah, there's a few things you could say. I mean, so I just want to call out that we do have another episode that we did that is complimentary to this one, Michelle.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
you know, episode 1720, if you guys go back, you're going to find in that episode, we showed you how to explain the topic of the movie in English if someone doesn't know it. So this this would really tie in really nicely. So I want you guys to go back when you finish today. Definitely. So the next question here, Michelle, is what can we say to be polite when they tell you, oh, you got to stick with it, right? Is that the question?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah. So now you're on the other side. So
other side.
One thing you could say is like, oh, really? Maybe.
Yeah, you're trying to stay open and positive. Or you could say, okay, maybe I'll give it another try. So I can hear a little skepticism in my voice with the right? But I end it in a positive way. We like to be positive in conversation, you know?
Right. You don't want to just somebody so excited about it, you know.
Exactly. and then the last one is
okay. Good to know.
Good to know is a great blanket phrase to use when someone's told you pretty much anything and you just want to sort of move on or say goodbye or just stop the conversation. Good to know.
That's true. Oh my gosh. So we're going to give a couple of role plays to show you how this would all work.
Okay, here we go.
So here we go. Then this one, you love a new TV show.
Yeah, but you, Michelle, you haven't seen it yet. Mm-hmm. Sometimes this is the case, right? And when someone knows it and it
they want you to anticipate it. Well.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, all right. So here we go. So I'm thinking of starting that new show you love.
Yes, you just need to get through the first three episodes and then it gets so good.
Okay, good to know.
You might change your mind now after I said that. Maybe you won't start it, right?
Maybe not.
So here, the key thing is you used get through, and that's an immediate flag. Like we said earlier, guys, write this down. It's an immediate flag that is going to be arduous. That's going to be hard for you.
Right. Yes, exactly. So very good. And then here, we'll do one more. I love a movie and you didn't like it.
Okay, here we go. And then I start by saying, it was okay.
Really? Oh, gosh. Well, you need to watch it twice to like it. There are so many little jokes that you may have missed.
Okay. Maybe I'll give it another try when I'm really bored.
Yeah. We don't, like, people don't have time to just, like, rewatch movies like that they didn't like. Yeah, exactly.
You get one shot, right? You're not going to go back. So, exactly. What did we use here? We said you need to watch it twice, right? Mm-hmm. That was one of ours. Mm-hmm.
Yes, you need to watch it twice to like it.
That's awful. And then I said, with that skepticism in my voice, okay, maybe I'll give it another try.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
So funny. So yeah, guys, this is really useful stuff. This will be helpful in these conversations because it does happen. I mean, like, I think we just always, you know, it's a human thing to feel attached to something you like. And maybe as the viewer, you didn't like the first three episodes and you were like, I'll give it one more episode. Right, and then it was amazing. And so you want to, it is like, I mean, in some ways, it's a very nice thing to do, like to anticipate, you know, to get someone to anticipate it. So I understand why people do it.
Yeah. But it's a good question, right? Why do we want people to like what we like, right? Yeah. Why is that so important to us that you love this show and so this person has to love this show? Like, yeah. Why is that? Is it because we feel lonely if we like all different things than everyone else?
I think that might be a part of it. I think it's also just like validating to know that you have good taste or that you, and also to be able to talk about it with somebody. Because it's fun to then be like, you know, have you ever like watched a show and then you want, you know, a friend to watch it or something and you're like, oh, well, which episode are you on now? Like, what's happening in the story now? It's so much fun.
Yeah, you want to be in parallel with that person and sharing it as like an adventure together, right?
Right.
Maybe
right.
We want so it adventure.
Opens up connection. Yeah.
Connection, adventure. Exactly. I love it. Well, I got so excited. I just spilled my water all over my desk here, Michelle. So I guess we better end the episode there.
Okay.
This was good stuff. This was great. I love it.
Okay.
So important. You know, guys, we've done a lot of episodes here. Go back to 1720, as we said.
Yes.
And we do, you know, we talked about episode 1400, Don't Give Away the Ending, How to Keep TV Show Ending a Surprise,
yes.
Right? So there's a lot you could do because we know, especially with the global health crisis, we're watching a lot of TV,
yes.
We're watching a lot of movies. So this is the topic of conversation now. So go and get these conversations started, right, Michelle?
That is right. All right, Lindsay. Well, great way to end it, and go clean up that water and
I will
talk to you soon.
See you in the next one. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.